Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Debates. We're here at The Great Debate Studio, and we're excited to bring you another episode of our exciting and informative podcast. We're going to begin with a micro debate. The topic, Healy's going to take the pro. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Timer ready?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good to forgive.
Actually, I'm going to take the con on this one. Right? Dave's taking the pro.
Yeah, I guess.
Clock's begun, Dave.
Okay, so look, I'm going to do something unusual here. It feels good to forgive to me is so obvious and accepted that I'm going to punt on my opening statement because I want to give you a chance to tell us why it's not doesn't feel good. Go
cool,
ahead.
No problem. Having forgiven feels good, but to forgive is a pain in the ass. It hurts. It's really hard to do. When somebody wrongs you, to forgive them is really painful and challenging, but you should do it because it's the right thing to do. In our modern society, we've gotten into this thing where the only barometer of whether you should do something is whether or not it feels good. Forgiving someone who wronged you is an example of something that does not feel good, feels agonizing and hard, but you should do it anyway because it makes the world a better place and makes you a better person. That's what I think. This doesn't feel good to forgive.
So this is crazy. You're basically just saying that because the early process of forgiveness can be difficult means that it doesn't feel good. But the same can be said of, I mean, the idea
of
that
what?
Of exercise.
Yeah.
But it does feel good
to exercise. I don't think exercise really feels good.
Well, it's strenuous and it's not easy necessarily, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't feel good. And also, it feels good to forgive. Like, you live, the amount of time that you spend actually doing the forgiveness is minuscule compared to the rest of your life.
Put it this way, I think revenge feels great. When you get revenge on somebody, it's amazing. It feels awesome.
Well, no, that's irrelevant. Because you're acting as if forgiveness and revenge are the only options. And we're not even talking about revenge.
What are some other options?
Well, bottling it up inside.
Just
and not doing anything about it.
What about just sort of not forgiving, but being like, whatever, I'm going to move on. Is that kind of forgiving to you?
No, not unless you actually forgive someone.
When's the last time you forgave someone?
I'm being on the reg.
Really?
No, but I try to. I mean, if we're going to get real about it.
Yeah, let's.
One of the things, I mean, like, I try to meditate occasionally, and one of the things that in my reading has come up is a form of forgiveness that I think is very helpful.
What?
Well, that basically while you meditate, like, one version of a non-standard meditation is to think about people who you feel you have some form of conflict with or you feel that you feel spiteful towards in some way, and then picture them in like the most sort of like successful is not the right word, but you picture them in a positive light. And you try to picture
to think about the people that have wronged me in a successful light.
Also, who has wronged you?
Nobody. It's hard for me to put myself
you're admitting you have no experience in this.
No, actually, I there's a case I can think of. I don't want to get into specifics of some dudes who wronged me in a business dealing, and to
doesn't
think about
sound like a business dealing.
To think about forgiving them, to think about forgiving them is painful because I think they're bad.
Well,
dudes.
So that's the point right there. To think about forgiving may be painful, but the actual forgiving is beautiful. And I can't believe I'm arguing this. Oh man, what was that?
That was a micro. That was a white hot micro.
That was good. You made a good point, Dave.
Thank you. I always do. I run these debates. I don't even know.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
At the same time, I feel like it was sort of like a semantic point in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
A thing that's interesting about the debates is that I think we both think we win most of them.
Well, absolutely. But I also think if you don't think you're winning, then you shouldn't be debating. You know what
that's
I mean?
True, yeah.
Like, get the hell out of the room, man.
Yeah. Even I would say there are debates we've had where even if 1,000 people voted for you over me, I would think that I won anyway.
Yeah. Well, I like that.
Yeah.
That's important. That is going to propel us and keep us going here on The Great Debates. It's a passion for debating here.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
So it's Super Bowl week.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I hate the Seahawks, guys. I want them to lose.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't expect
what's
that.
What's going on?
I'm a 49ers fan.
Oh,
okay.
I think that I just don't like their style of play.
Do you hate Pete Carroll?
I hate him, yes.
Mm. You kind of like Pete Carroll,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten pretty deep into Pete Carroll.
What is the basis? What? Because I don't know that much about him.
It's a very superficial hatred.
Okay, yeah.
Completely superficial.
The very first. It started with seeing, I was in a bar called the Poop Deck on Hermosa Beach inside a dark bar, and I saw Pete Carroll, is when he was at USC, come by on a bike, stop and see a friend and start talking to the friend. And the way he talked to him was so engaged and focused and hypnotic, and it was mesmerizing just to watch. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I was like, this guy is truly on some next level of just being alive. And so later on I learned that Pete Carroll had given everybody on the Seahawks a copy of a book called The Inner Game of Tennis,
right,
which I think is a pretty interesting book. And so I bought Pete Carroll's book, and the energy and style of Pete Carroll, the basic thesis of Pete Carroll's book is, I'm a positive, optimistic, upbeat guy. I was having no success translating that into football coaching. I had to figure out a way to do that because I couldn't change my nature to be like a Belichick, Saban kind of hard ass. I managed to find a way to translate that energy into football coaching by focusing on competition in the most upbeat, positive ways and bringing out the best in yourself rather than criticizing people, observing and analyzing behavior in a non-judgmental way. That's my style of coaching, and I found it to be this kind of new way of thinking about stuff that I was into.
But I think of the Seahawks, rather, as kind of like a negative, nasty, yucky team. Yeah. I don't
really?
Know.
Really? Yeah. Let me ask you this. How much do you think you could charge Steve Healy as a public speaker just sort of evangelizing, if that's the word, the Pete Carroll way?
Am I authorized by Pete Carroll?
Yeah, let's say you are.
Then $20,000 or something.
You do?
Probably, yeah. If Pete Carroll's like, this guy goes around and teaches the Pete Carroll method.
If Steve Healy presents the Pete Carroll way,
I'd say $5,000 for a speech, $20,000 for like a day-long seminar with an exercise and breaking out into small groups and stuff.
You can get a lot of people in one of those rooms.
Yeah, I love your optimism. I think you're...
What do you think? That's the Pete Carroll way.
I don't think people would pay to see that. I think it's confusing. So it's James Thurber, Prize of American Humor winner, Steve Healy.
We wouldn't lean into that stuff. It'd be like,
what you're not counting on is that once you sign on to do this, because you said it's a good idea to be revengeful to people, and I'm going to publicize that you're the wrong person to do this.
No, I didn't say it was a good idea.
You said it feels good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I want to feel good.
Well, you're not. Why would you want to be
revengeful?
I don't
know, man. I was trying to tie things together. It was a mistake.
Super Bowl pick. Who do you think is going to win? What score?
I love the Patties because
right.
I'm from... we're from the same town.
Yeah,
did you know that?
We're Patties fans.
I'll take the Patties. They've won every Super Bowl they've won by 3 points. I'll stick with that. I'll go 34-31 Patties. Ah, that's too high. 24-21 Patties.
I think if it's a close game, the Patties are not going to win. The Patties are going to win decisively or not.
Any prediction about a football game is so ridiculous to me. Why do we do this?
Because it's fun.
Why do we ask people to... Yeah, but it's so silly. Even if you guess right, it's only because you were lucky.
I think the Patties win 38-14.
Okay, well, that's great.
I sadly think that the Seahawks are going to win by a lot.
Yeah, that could happen,
too.
Any of these things are possible outcomes.
We'll see what happens on the next Great Debate. So should we get to the main event?
I'm ready for this.
Okay. Now, I got it wrong last time because my notes were bad. Healy's taking the pro, I believe.
Yes, this is Healy. I'm the pro, usually. The positive.
On the topic, up for debate. Birds are not disgusting.
I can't even believe we're arguing about this. Birds are beautiful.
We have a podcast called The Great Debate where we argue about stupid stuff.
They've been a symbol of beauty, promise, hope, optimism for more or less as long as humans have been around. They're expressed that way across cultures. To watch a bird in flight is to see nature at its most magnificent. Do birds piss and shit sometimes? Yeah, that's part of nature. Even that, I would say their processes have a certain biological beauty to them. But I think that birds are simply quite beautiful. They're not disgusting. So, Dave, have fun.
Well, let's start with your last point, which is that the way in which they piss and shit is biologically beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not. It is absolutely repellent. I had a bird for a few years.
You owned a bird and kept it. Sorry, this is your opening statement. I don't mean
to. No, it's okay. I had a bird, a canary named Larry Bird, and the shit...
When you just said canary just now, I sort of forgot that there was a word canary, and I was picturing it spelled like K'NAR, like it's some kind of weird...
Like a
Russian
Irish
word
or
Welsh. Yeah, Gaelic. Sorry, go ahead. Maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. Canary Islands.
Well, that was, interesting aside, maybe.
You never hear of anybody going to the Canary Islands or the Azores, but they're islands in the Mediterranean climate.
I think you hear about European people doing that. Oh, I just read about people going to the Canary Islands, or maybe it was the Azores because it was less expensive for Europeans to travel there than the Caribbean
Islands. Did it seem cool, or is it a bit?
I don't remember.
Rough.
What are we talking about? Oh, birds are disgusting.
We're debating birds are not disgusting.
Birds are not disgusting, and I'm taking the con. I'm arguing that birds are disgusting. So Larry Bird would shit.
That's the name of your bird, just to be clear. That
was the name of my bird, no longer with us.
Is it Larry Bird the bird, or Larry, comma, bird? What?
No, it was Larry Bird.
Larry Bird,
okay. It's a stupid joke, whatever. I'm not proud of it. I had a canary named Larry Bird.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Well, can I just say as a brief aside, we're really off track here, but... So it was with my ex-girlfriend, and I got this bird, right?
Okay.
And Larry Bird, then we found out later that the main character on the short-lived sitcom Inside Schwartz also had a bird named Larry Bird, and it made me feel so powerfully lame that I had, gone. I mean, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Breckenmeyer got there first.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Yeah. All right, anyway. You said that the pooping and peeing process is biologically beautiful. It's not. It's so weird, and it doesn't even smell bad. See, here's the thing, is that, manure, as you can argue, it smells foul, but I was actually in I don't know why this happened, but just last week, I was in a place where I smelled fresh manure, and as gross as it is, there's actually something, natural and sort of farm-like, and it kind of opens up your nostrils. It's gross, but it makes you feel like you're in something fresh. Bird shit doesn't really have a smell. If it smells at all, it's it's faint and kind of, I can't even describe it, but the texture of it is so disgusting. It gets everywhere. You can put newspapers down, but there's a reason that bird shit is the most popular thing in advertisements for car washes and stuff like that, where it's oh man, this is the first thing you want to get rid of if it's on your car, because it's weird consistency. But that is the least of the reasons why birds aren't disgusting. The stuff that birds eat is gross. They're not beautiful in flight.
Seeds? Nuts? Sorry.
Yeah, they eat, but they eat worms also. I mean, that's weird. They're cowards. They go out into the world.
Now this I like.
Yeah.
Birds are cowards. Sort of
birds are absolute cowards. They're not really predators. They're mostly scavengers or just kind of assholes. And they just fly. They go down, here's a worm I can get away with it. Boop, boop, boop. I'm out of here. And they suck. And they're disgusting for that. They're disgusting on moral grounds as well as aesthetic grounds.
On the grounds of cowardice.
Yeah.
Well, we're now into free skate, so we can just have some fun here. First of all, bird shit, for a lot of human history, guano, the product of bird shit, was extremely valuable. There were wars fought over islands covered in bird shit because of its important nature, I think, as a fertilizer and industrial.
That's great. Can you remind me what the topic product. Is? Is it birds have not been disgusting for most of human history, or birds are not disgusting?
It's, you know perfectly well, birds are not disgusting.
Oh, okay.
You're at your least
I did know
cool
that. I did
when
know
you
that.
Are doing this.
I'm aware of that. I would say maybe my least cool, but possibly my most effective. I'm here to win a debate. I didn't come here to make friends. I came here to win this debate, and you know that I'm doing it right now. So your last point was irrelevant. Great. Guano used to be
something
important. The
eagle, the hawk, the penguin. Why do we look to idolize, make imagery of these animals? Because they're beautiful and majestic. I mean, sure, they have gross elements like all animals. Human shit is quite disgusting, Dave.
I think
if a human shit got on my car, I would go to the car wash as well.
Has a human shit ever gotten on your car?
Not to my knowledge.
I think human shit would be easier to wipe off of your car than bird shit.
I disagree. I think you would be at the car wash a lot. I've had bird shit on my car for more than a week. I would not let that happen with human shit.
Okay.
So I think I've destroyed the argument that bird shit is somehow especially disgusting. Now,
by the way, I just have to tell the listener that Healy has a notebook in front of him, and it says he has a list of things, and number one says bird shit. And as he said, I think I've destroyed the idea that bird shit, he crossed that off as if he had won and there was no reason to ever
go back. I believe I have. Right. Now, the next thing you said is that what they eat is disgusting, which is silly. I mean, birds eating carrion and stuff is a beautiful part of nature. It's not disgusting. And birds eating worms, there's nothing disgusting about that. Most birds eat seeds and nuts and stuff, and that process is an important part of spreading seeds and nuts around the world.
You ever held a bird in your hand? Here's the problem with birds.
Sure.
They look beautiful from afar sometimes, but then when you get up close to them, they're absolutely gross. First of all, their talons, if they're wild birds, they actually like dig into you and it's painful. That's disgusting. And then if they're domesticated birds, like, do you know what the canary, you had to get its toenails clipped? If you didn't keep a fresh cuttlefish bone in the cage, which is gross to begin with, if for some reason didn't want to use the cuttlefish, then you had to go to the vet and get its toenails clipped. And I might add, there was always this like 1 in 10 chance that the vet would fuck up. And if a bird, if a canary bleeds at all, it's basically going to die.
Okay, I think that keeping a bird in your home is a little bit wrong and probably amoral and gross, as you're making a good point. I think these are things
that
should be
domesticated birds. You think it's wrong to keep
flying free across the sky?
You know what? You're absolutely right. It is wrong to keep a bird in your home because it's gross and you shouldn't let gross things in your home. And I made a mistake.
You also shouldn't keep a whale or a bear in your home, but those are beautiful, majestic animals. That just to see them inspires awe.
Why shouldn't you keep a whale in your home?
To see a flock of birds. Did you see that movie Winged Migration?
No.
It was amazing. It was so cool to watch these birds migrate.
I think that was more a achievement in cinematography.
That too, yeah.
And camera work than it was.
You know, actually, I went and saw that movie.
Here we go.
A mutual friend of ours who I knew to be afraid of birds, have a bird phobia. And we went to see the movie, and we were walking in. I was like, Justine, aren't you afraid of birds? Uh-huh. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to see this as kind of like therapy. To really face it. And at the end, I was like, what did you make of the movie? And she was like, it was tough for me at times.
Wow, that's really strange. Now, Justine, who we both admire a great deal, she's fantastic, is sort of famously afraid of a lot of things, including dancing.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she has a fear of dancing.
Well, she's afraid of a lot of beautiful things then, birds and dancing.
Oh, look, when well I was played. Well played.
Look, are you going to say penguins are disgusting?
Yes, of course, Healy. Up close, penguins are,
I'm going to stop you right there because I've been up close with penguins many times. I used to work at the New England Aquarium and I would.
Oh, bravo.
I would go down and they had little blue penguins. It was one of the most adorable things you could possibly see in your life to watch a little baby penguin waddle around. It was unreal. The aquarium was packed the whole time they were there. People come, they're psyched to see them. Why? They're not drawn to be disgusted. They're drawn to be, aww.
People are okay with it as long as there's a glass wall in between them and the penguin.
Well, look, like a lot of natural phenomena, it's observed at a respectful distance.
And why is that?
That's partly out of respect for how beautiful they are.
No, it's not. You know that's not true.
Look, we shouldn't be involved.
Respect for how beautiful they are.
Should you get up close and hug a whale? No, that's fucked up and weird. It's bad for you and the whale. And yeah, if the whale pisses all over you, it's going to be pretty fucked up. But that doesn't mean whales are disgusting.
So if you're going to say that baby penguins are
adorable. We screwed up, by the
way.
We should have had a guestivator, Jonathan Franzen, for this.
Oh, does he? Why is he a bird enthusiast?
He's a huge bird watching guy. Which, by the way, another point is that there's a whole category of people called bird watchers. They love birds so much that they trek around the world checking them off a list because they're so intriguing and fascinating and wonderful to see.
And they're all to a man. The most fascinating, wonderful people you could imagine having a conversation.
Dave, we don't need
with.
To pick on people for their eccentric hobbies.
Okay, Healy, if you get to bring up adorable baby penguins, get to bring up the less desirable birds, buzzards, vultures, these disgusting garbage eaters. No one lines up. You don't see kids lining up to see a baby vulture or a baby buzzard.
Isn't there some tradition in India where people leave out, some religious tradition where people leave out a body and they let vultures devour it? Because in India, they have a much more sophisticated understanding of the beautiful cycle of life and the order of the world. And so they include the buzzard and the vulture.
That's right. Are you here to argue that a human corpse is also not disgusting? Because that's part of that process.
I've never been that disgusted by human corpses.
I've never been that.
You know what? I can always tell in the great debates who's lost the debate is the first guy to imitate the other guy and do a nerd voice on him. Because that's the truly the cheapest trick in the debate quiver.
It might be.
It's time for closing arguments.
Okay, closing arguments.
Pro goes first. So I'll go first. Look, birds are not disgusting. How do we know this? Because we love looking at them. We love seeing them. Even pigeons in the park, probably the most disgusting of all kinds of birds, have admirers. Kids run and chase after them. Old people throw bread to them. Ducks are beautiful. Eagles are beautiful.
Did you just say ducks are beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cardinals, flamingos. I mean, I could just sit here listing birds, and each one that I said, you, the listener, would go, yeah, yeah, that is cool. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, the swallow. Oh, yeah, the canary is cool. Yeah, even seagulls are kind of neat. I love the squawk of a seagull. It reminds me I'm at the beach. I do love birds. I love them all. They're not disgusting. They're beautiful. Thank you.
You love the squawk of a seagull?
Yeah. Well,
I would argue that the squawk of a seagull is one of the most annoying, hideous noises known to man. This is my closing argument. You're not allowed to speak. I see Healy's mouth is open. Healy, as much as there is a subculture devoted to looking at birds, there's an even larger subculture devoting to shooting them dead because they're gross and should be eliminated as much as possible from this earth. My overall point is that birds from afar may look nice or okay, but when you get up close to them, they're smelly, they're gross, they're noisy. I had a canary in this home for more than 2 years, and it was supposed to bring the most pleasant song. We got a male canary. It was supposed to sing beautifully to us, and it chirped occasionally, and it was more, it was way more of a nuisance than it was a pleasure to have. And then it died, and we had to get rid of the body, and that was even, whatever. I mean, that's fine. Actually, that was the most beautiful thing that happened to it because the disgusting thing had finally died. And I feel bad saying this about Larry Bird because I did love it in some way, but it ultimately really was more of a conversation piece than an actual pet. Birds are disgusting. Everything around birds is disgusting. The things that you need to get to keep them alive. The nests that they build, people have this idea that nests that birds build are like these beautiful, perfectly crafted twigs. But really, like, I mean, especially here in Los Angeles, it's like there's a lot of garbage. It's detritus. It's stuff that other people don't want, other people, animals don't want, other things that no plant or animal has any use for. That's what a bird chooses to build its home out of. How gross is that? And with that, I say birds are disgusting. Thank you.
Thanks for another great debate, guys.
It's never been harder for me to restrain myself during a closing argument.
Well, what did you have to say?
I thought every one of your arguments was so hollow and easily refuted.
Well, I think I was dealt a pretty tough hand here. I mean, who wants to argue that birds are disgusting? I don't think that.
Oh.
I think they're great. I had a bird for like 2.5 years. I loved it.
Well, then kudos to you, Clarence Darrow.
It broke my heart to talk about Larry Bird like that.
Wow, your devotion.
I like the idea that you were surprised by what he just said. That was good.
I was. He did seem quite genuine. That's in his beliefs.
There's a victory there somewhere. I don't know if it's the who you won the debate per se, but you definitely like.
I think Dave wins a lot of sort of victories that are like, it's like, you know, the guy that defends the Boston Marathon bomber or something. You're like, well, hey man, it's
someone's
cool that,
that
somebody
yeah.
was his lawyer. You know,
I'll take it. I'll take that. Is that it? I think we're done. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Great debates.
Thanks, guys. See you next time on The Great Debates.